Hello, hello, hello. I am Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL Podcast. I am at Williamson NFL. I am at WilliamsonFootball.com. And I am sitting at the bar here chatting with you guys about two subjects today. First of all, I hung up on Twitter Tuesday yesterday. Go upstairs, do the little editing nonsense I do, and then put the thing on the megaphone platform and put it in so you guys can download it immediately and, you know, get it out to the world. Like 5 minutes later, Brandon Cooks has been traded from the Patriots to the Rams. Holy smokes. I was like, oh, man. So we're going to talk about that. That's going to be the crux of today's conversation. A big, big move for April 3rd. Today's April 4th. But immediately, I mean, here's the deal, first of all. Cooks and a fourth, so go to the Rams for the Rams first, 23rd overall, and a sixth. So basically, Cooks goes for the Rams first, 23rd overall, and they swap a sixth for a fourth. So that benefits the Rams a little bit too. You know, I mean, that's not insignificant. That sixth-round pick they gave up is pretty insignificant, but the fourth that they returned with Cooks is pretty nice. You know, it's something. And, you know, they're short on draft picks, to say the least. What it means for LA. They're obviously in it to win it. And you and I have had a lot of conversations about Sammy Watkins. You know, that I've told you guys many times, I know you weren't thrilled with Sammy Watkins on your fantasy team, but the tape shows that he looks as good as ever, and his value to the offense was immense last year. All the play action and all the attacking they do in the middle of the field and easier throws is much harder to defend if you have a real weapon on the other side, even if he doesn't get a dozen targets a week, you know. So, in a way, that's why they were linked to Beckham, but Beckham would have been more expensive, and Beckham's much more than that, as is Watkins, as is Cooks, and they'll use him more than just Ted Ginn. I mean, he's not DeSean Jackson, but they do need a speed receiver to complete this offense. And that was why they were linked to Beckham. That's why they wanted to keep Watkins. That's why they've been very aggressive. And that's why they made this trade. He's coming off what I think is probably his best year. I mean, he led the league in 20-plus yard receptions. We'll talk about the Patriots side of this more. But he's still a great player. He's only 24 years old. I mean, that's unreal. So I think that he's getting a little bit better. Having this guy in the offense is imperative. He's much different than Robert Woods and certainly Cooper Kupp. And, you know, there's not much else to really say about the Rams side of it except for clearly they're in it to win it. They are being unbelievably aggressive to win now, to attack this window when they're not paying Jared Goff, you know, $20 million a year type of thing. However, you know, that first off, you're now very short on picks and ability to help your other need positions. Adding some youth to the offensive line would have been nice. That's not a real high priority for me if I'm the Rams. Linebacker is, with Ogletree gone, and edge pass rush absolutely is. You know, we talked, you know, when they signed him, they're going to rush the passer well. I mean, their corners are great. They can blitz a lot. They can crowd the line of scrimmage. Phillips will scheme all these things up. No one's crying for the Rams. Where are you going to get pass rush from with Sue and Darnold and Donald? You know, that they'll be fine. But you're not great at the edge positions. You're not great on the second level, you know, with the kind of exception of Barron. And you really aren't going to get better there. And again, you have a great coordinator to deal with that, and you have a very high-flying offense. So, you know, if you let up 20, 25 points a game, you're probably still in good shape, don't get me wrong. But what worries me a little bit is being aggressive is wonderful, and it's easy for all of us with sort of a fantasy mentality that, why wouldn't you add Brandon Cooks? You know, like, well, you know, because first-round picks are important. You know, a year from now, your roster might look pretty light all of a sudden. You start going a couple years without infusing it with early picks, You know, they did that with Goff. You know, they had to trade up to get Goff. You know, you know, all of a sudden, you could get old quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't keep infusing it with first and second rounders 2 out of 3 years or a couple years in a row and you win now, all of a sudden you look at your team and be like, man, where's the next generation? You know, people get old quick. Things change quick around here. Taking that up a level, Cooks is a free agent after this year, as is LaMarcus Joyner, who they franchise, which is a one-year deal for him, as is Sue, as is Aaron Donald. Now, it's come out today that the Rams plan on locking Cooks up to a long-term deal now, but that's going to be Sammy Watkins or more money. You know, I mean, if Cooks was on the open market, I think he'd got more than Watkins. That's big bucks. So, yeah, you probably get him cheaper doing it now so he can get a big chunk and doesn't have to wait a year to do it. But that, I mean, when's the last time we looked at a team that had free agents to be as Cook, Sue, Darnold, and Joyner? You know, like, holy smokes. I mean, they could, let's say, you know, they win the whole thing this year, or they don't, and a couple guys get hurt, and, you know, which is probably more likely. And all of a sudden, you lose all, you have all those guys up, and you're tight against the cap, and Gurley's going to want a contract soon, and Goff's not that far along from breaking the bank. Like, yeah, I mean, I'm all for it. Be aggressive, get a great player, fits the scheme, but there are long-term ramifications here. You know, I mean, we're not playing Monopoly. I mean, there is long-term ramifications. If you win the Super Bowl, who cares? The Patriots make this trade. My phone blows up, and I read it, and I'm like, what are they doing? You know, like, this doesn't make a lot of sense to me. You know, they got Cooks a year ago for a first-round pick. He's cheap labor for now on a first-round contract. I can understand, you know, I mean, that's just on the surface. I was like, well, aren't you trying to win the whole thing this year? Cooks helps you do that. But the more you examine it, and I did, and I wrote an article for WilliamsonFootball.com about this going into depth, I think this is a really good move for New England. First of all, you basically rented Cooks, which is a luxury apartment that you got for a very cheap rate, that you got for, you know, a dump rate, a dump apartment real estate. And you went to the Super Bowl with him, and you threw deep a ton, and he was great, and, you know, it's nothing against the player at all. But you got Edelman coming back. You traded for Cordarrelle Patterson, which I know isn't all that exciting. So you get Edelman back. You traded for Cordarrelle Patterson, which I know isn't all that exciting, but he can really run and he can threaten the defense deep. You still have Philip Dorsett, who, same deal, he's fast. I mean, I'm not a Dorsett fan. I still think that's a crazy trade for, you know, to trade a good quarterback for Dorsett. Hogan returns, a favorite that really deserves playing time, and Malcolm Mitchell returns. I like Mitchell a lot, and I think Mitchell has a very bright future and is an instrumental key part to this team going forward. Oh, by the way, you lost your left tackle. So instead of being in Solder, maybe you're not nearly as vertically inclined this year, and you go back to Brady, Welker, Edelman type days, you know? And I know that the Gronk situation's looming. I really don't think Gronk leaves town. What probably will happen is I'll hang this up and publish this podcast and he'll get traded to the Raiders or something. But I really don't see that. So I think they could have, my point is I think they could have, they can afford to lose Brandon Cooks despite him being 24 years old and being awesome. But if you're Belichick and you're watching what Allen Robinson just signed for and what Watkins just signed for, like I said, I think you say a year from now, we're not giving him that kind of money. We love him. He's a great player. But we can't give him $18 million. You know? I mean, you're not going to give him that kind of money. I mean, you're going to give him more than you give him Brady, you know. And so, and the way they're structured, they don't give giant contracts to guys. And unless they're really, really transcendent special players, which as great as Cooks is, he isn't, and they can scheme around it. Of course, they get something back for this, though. And if you recall from the Garoppolo trade, they now have 2 firsts, 2 seconds, and a 3rd. You know, that's their first, you know, their first couple days picks. And they need a lot. So I think they look at this not as a rebuild, but we need more bodies. We need some young guys. We've been picking late. We didn't have a first-round pick this past year, kind of like I was going with the Rams. We lost one for Deflategate. You know, that we need that influx of young talent, including a quarterback. You know, like, I think they wouldn't shock me at all if they took Mason Rudolph at the end of the first round. You know, something like that. I don't think they're going to trade up for Rosen or anything along those lines. I still think they're more win now. But, or Laletta in this late second round. Somebody like that. I bet they draft a, quote, quarterback of the future, you know, early. They could use another tight end. You know, how long is Gronk going to be there? You could really develop somebody. They could use an offensive tackle to challenge, you know, the guys they have there trying to replace Solder. There's a handful of them. They certainly could use edge pass rush. They could use speed at linebacker. They could use a corner. So, you'd love to, I mean, like Jimmy Garoppolo and Brandon Cooks on the surface are worth more than the 23rd pick in an early second. But this team needs a lot of things, and those guys are really, really expensive, and you have to pick and choose. And they'll bring in Patriot-type guys, of course. And in a way, they'll do the hard thing in the world is sit there on the fence and win now as you rebuild. You know, I mean, because you got Brady, because you got Gronk, because you got Belichick, they're going to be really hard to beat. They're going to win the East. I mean, newsflash, they're going to win the East. But maybe you pick up McGlinchey as your left tackle, or Harold Landry, a true pass rusher, something they haven't had for a while. Those quarterbacks I mentioned, you know, or you trade around and end up with four or five, you know, even more picks and future picks. And we know that they probably will not stand pat. So I think that stand pat. So I think this is a really good move for them. When originally I thought, which is often the case with Patriot moves, they're shocking. You know, I remember when they traded Richard Seymour. I was like, what? You traded Richard Seymour? What are you thinking? And you look at it deeper, and you can see what they're thinking. You know, they're going to go out there with Hogan and Mitchell, and their receivers are pretty decent. I still, if they trade Gronk, then that's going to really blow me away, though. But I just can't see it happening. But that's still a really formidable offense. Defense should get enhanced with youth and talent. So, interesting trade, though, and I can see both sides. All right. Last conversation I want to have for the day is a tweet that I responded to. Gil Brandt, he's been doing this a very long time. I have great respect for him. He sent out a tweet, and I'll read it verbatim. Since 2006, there have been 15 quarterbacks drafted in the top five. Okay. Only three have made it to a Super Bowl. Matt Ryan, Cam Newton, Carson Wentz, who wasn't playing. And this isn't getting on Brandt's case. I mean, that's just the text. That's just a tweet that he sent out, and that's a fact. You know, I mean, of those 15 guys, three have made it to the Super Bowl, and one was not even playing. That immediately makes you think, wow, top five quarterbacks don't pay off. You know, I mean, and I'm not putting words in his mouth. He just sent out a factual tweet. And I wrote back saying, well, it certainly doesn't help those 15 players' case that Tom Brady's basically in the Super Bowl every other year. You know, I mean, if one guy's there all the time, there's not a lot of openings for other quarterbacks to get in, especially in the AFC of late. Not to mention, you know, Roethlisberger's been there a lot too, and Manning. I mean, the same guys from the AFC go every year, and they're all-time greats. So that's a little misleading. But I took it a step further, and I went to our buddies at drafthistory.com, which I probably go there every day, to be honest with you. And I just pulled it up, and I pulled up all the quarterbacks I've been drafting. And here's the names. So the 2006 draft class, I'm only talking about guys that went in the top five. Vince Young, 2007. Jamarcus Russell, 2008. Matt Ryan, 2009. Matthew Stafford, 2010, Sam Bradford, 2011, Cam Newton, 2012, Andrew Luck and RG3, who just signed with the Baltimore Birdies. I think that's an interesting pickup. Why not? Take a chance. They should pick up Kaepernick. None in 2013. That was the year EJ Manuel was the first quarterback taken. 2014, Bortles was the third pick overall. 2015, Winston Mariota went 1-2. 2016, Goff and Wentz went 1-2. 2017, Trubisky went 2. So what I was interested in is, of those 15 guys, whether they've gone to a Super Bowl or not, we have established that three of them went to the Super Bowl. Who's worth it and who isn't? It's way too early to say anything about Trubisky. We'll work our way backwards. But I think the Bears are happy they made the pick. You know, I mean, I don't know if he'll end up being worth it or not. He's really growing on me. I'm impressed with them. I think they're very happy with their selection of Mitchell Trubisky second overall. Fair enough, right? But you can't, the jury's still out, clearly. Goff and Wentz, the jury is still out, but they don't look like busts to me, especially Wentz. I mean, you guys know Wentz is the guy I want more than anybody, and I don't care that he, quote, went to the Super Bowl. He was standing on the sidelines. And Goff, again, I think the Rams are pretty happy with the decision to trade up and get Goff and surround him with Brandon Cooks and all these guys we talked about. I'm damn sure the Eagles are pretty darn happy with their selection of Carson Wentz. 2015, I don't think it's as cut and dry, and I think these guys are more the incomplete grade. But Winston and Mariota, to me, are basically on the career paths of being quality starters. I really, really like Mariota, and I'm expecting him to absolutely break out this year. By no means could you call either a bust. I think the Bucs are happy they took Winston. I think the Titans are very happy with Mariota. So those guys are all sort of incompletes, those five of the 15, because they're too new. But for the most part, they look successful. And again, I think their teams are happy with them. This one got a little debate, but Bortles in 14, I call it a bust. I don't think he's a good quarterback. I mean, I know they won games. But I don't think they're happy with that they use the third pick in the draft on Bortles. And they might smile and tell you they are. But I think he's a bust. So he was one bust. And then I went to, again, none in 2013. Luck absolutely is not a bust. Griffin is a bust, yes. But there were injuries. He did come on the scene and revolutionize things, really make a name for himself right away. But if I'm putting these guys in a bust or not bust category, you know, success or not success, Griffin is not success. And you could probably sit here and say, well, Matt, what if, you know, Luck's injuries are as bad as Griffin's and maybe it's just injury related for both these two? Yeah, but Luck's really outplayed Griffin throughout their career. And it sounds like Luck's a starting quarterback. Griffin just got signed off the street. So Griffin's a bust. That's two busts so far out of the 15. 2011, Cam Newton is not a bust. 2010, I know some of you guys got my case that Williamson, you like Bradford too much. And I'm not saying he was worth the first pick overall, but he's not a bust. He's had a successful starting career. He's the one of this group in the non-bust, in the success category. He's the closest one to the line. And I guess you could say he deserves to be, you know, a bust, that he was a failure. And there was injuries and things. But I think he's been good. I mean, again, was he worthy of the first pick overall? I mean, like, if right now, you know, you told the Browns, the guy you're going to take at first overall is going to have Sam Bradford's career, they probably wouldn't take it. So there's an argument both ways on there. But I'm not calling him a bust. Stafford in 2009 absolutely is not. Ryan in 2008 absolutely is not. 2007, Russell absolutely is. Jamarcus Russell. That gives me three busts. And a fourth is Vince Young. So, and there were some people on Twitter, some of you guys on Twitter were saying, you're too hard on Vince Young. He's a bust. But you have made some points too, that what if, and you can't play the what if game, but if Young were in today's NFL with an offense designed around him, and Fisher doesn't have the, you know, ask another first round pick, you know, Goff, how'd you do with Fisher? Doesn't have the best success rate with these young men, you know, so maybe some of it was out of Vince Young's hands, fine, but nonetheless, that was not a successful draft pick. So I was just curious. Again, this is not a rip on you know, Gil Brandt or anything. He just put out a factual text, and I was just curious, who are those 15 that went in the top five? Have they been successful careers? Are their teams happy with them? You know, whether they've been to a Super Bowl or not. And that's your answer. So to me, four of them are not. All right. That's all I got for today. I thought that was fun. I will talk to you later. See you.